Hi, listeners. I hope this finds you well. This is Camden Willow, and you're listening to Hiding to Be Seen, an amateur podcast curated by a therapist, a military brat, and you'll have to stay tuned for the rest. Basically, this is me talking about my life and how I've had to hide in the shadows in order to be seen by others, because sometimes it only feels safe to be seen in the darkness. We'll find out what it looks like to come out into the light as I go on this journey, so come with me. So there is a really popular Broadway play out. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called Hamilton. And from what I know, most people love Hamilton, but a lot of people haven't gotten the opportunity to see it until recently they have put it out on Disney Plus. So I got the opportunity to see it. And let me tell you, there is one character in Hamilton that really seems to sum up this whole hiding to be seen idea for me. And that would be Aaron Burr. So Aaron Burr is called out and confronted multiple times in this play about how if you don't know what you're for or against, then what will you stand for? And then ultimately, what will you fall for? So Aaron Burr throughout the whole play kind of takes on answering that question by saying, you know, smile more, talk less, get through by charming everyone, by playing that middle ground of not having any definitive stance on something, any definitive belief that would push away the opposite population. And he gets through by doing that. It was a strategic move for him. I don't know Aaron Burr, so I don't know why he did things the way he did, but that's how his story is told in history. So actually, I was just speaking with a client about this topic. It's funny that it actually came up in session about Aaron Burr, because we were discussing how she finds herself in a position in school. She's a teenage girl that is currently homeschooling in a very right-wing, conservative, religious, politically Republican organization that makes it very known what their standpoint is. So much to the point where they will come against any alternative way of seeing the world. So she was expressing how she has had to maneuver through writing her reports and giving presentations in class, or even just expressing who she is as an individual to people in this school, because she will, her grades will suffer, she'll get backlash, she will find opposition to who she is as a person. And that's, you know, difficult to deal with repeatedly, and she doesn't want to get in trouble. So she kind of plays it cool, and she plays the middle ground, and she doesn't ascribe to their side of things, but because that would be inauthentic to her, but she also can't be completely authentic to herself for the fear of what that would do, how much isolation that would give. And I found myself talking about this with her, and I'm like, yep. And Aaron Burr came up in conversation, and we just talked about how playing that middle ground is the safe way to get through some of these really entrapping moments. But it raises a huge question of what it means to be authentic in this world, how to show up, how to love other people, if at the same time doing that feels like you're going to be come against and opposed and unsafe. So it raises a big question. I'm sitting at the end of my week reflecting back, looking for the places that showed significance. And in therapy, I find that there's a lot. This week, I worked with a young girl, hasn't come out to her parents yet, though it's likely that they are suspicious, but she feels she has to hide herself to protect herself. She's worried that their beliefs that gay people don't have a right to exist are in line with what she's encountered at the school that she goes to.
she attends virtually online with many others all across the country. Apparently, this is a very conservative school, and they have servers that they have group discussions about. And this week's discussion was whether or not gay people should be allowed to adopt. She told me the horrific things that she encountered on that server. People saying that if their children were gay, they would kill them. Saying things like, gay people and transgender people and anyone in the queer community has no right to live. For some of my listeners, you might be hearing those things and be appalled that it's real, that this is a real thing that people think, whether they would ever admit it or not. It lurks in the shadows. It's in the opinions of the conservative population, though not for everyone. As seen with one of the people on the server for my young teen, she broke into tears as she told me the story. A fellow student messaged saying, statistically, there would be a significant portion of people in that server listening to others' hatred. And for those people, she wanted to let them know that she supports them, that she loves them, and that she doesn't question their existence. My young teenager broke down in tears, weeping. And I could tell in that moment that not only was it because she was feeling some sense of support, but because that as she was seeing in front of her, her very existence being called into question of whether or not she deserved to be alive, the light that she saw lit up this darkness around her, a darkness that she's been trying to hide in for years, a darkness that to some extent she has become comfortable with because she understands it. She knows where it comes from. She's lived in it. The fear of being in it had subsided by that point. Darkness made sense to her, even though she so badly wanted out. So to have a light shine in the darkness, as glorious and as brilliant as it is, it almost was jarring and unsettling, and it made the darkness something that she wanted to get away from. She was no longer comfortable. She knew what it felt like to be close to light, and it was scary to lean into it. Her tears weren't completely relief, but they weren't completely fear either. It was this mixed emotion of wanting more for herself and also being scared to reach out for it. I think that's what hiding to be seen is all about. We hide in the shadows because it's safe sometimes. But there's always this promise of it's possible to be seen. You can step out into the light. Here's where my story gets a little deeper. When I sit in sessions like this, it's not just that I'm sitting companioning her emotions, but there's a dual reality happening, and I have to hide in those moments too, because it's about her. It's about her experience. And there's a part of me that has to say, it's not mine. But in moments like this, it is mine. It's my experience too. Because she, in that moment, was also my light, reminding me that it's okay. It's okay for me to be true to myself. It's okay to walk boldly into the light, even if the darkness tries to snuff it out. I appreciated that in her. That even though I was the one there to support her, she was simultaneously supporting me by reminding me that fear is real and being seen is hard and sometimes hiding is easier.
Hi, listeners. I'm so glad you stuck with me on this podcast. Thanks for coming along on this journey. I hope that you'll stay subscribed and follow me through me telling stories. Trust me, they might not come out very often, but I'm constantly thinking of new ways to tell these stories.
So stick with me, and I look forward to showing up here with you. Bye, friends.